Welcome to the third conditional class. Now, third conditional is the last conditional we're studying this semester. And, well, it's the easiest conditional to understand. Why? Because it's an unreal condition, because everything is in the past. So there's no way of it happening ever again, because it's over. It's in the past. So that's the easiest part about the third conditional. You don't need to overthink it. You don't need to think, is it a first, is it a second conditional? When it's third, you know. The hard part, the difficult part, though, is the grammar part. Of course, because in the third conditional, you need to be able to put together not only difficult tenses, but also you have to automatically remember all your forms of the verbs. And you know, as I tell you every other lesson, you got to study those verbs. If you don't know them, then, well, I don't know what to tell you. All right, so let's begin from the beginning. How do we form a third conditional? As always, there are going to be two parts of the sentence. So as to the first condition is met, the second would take place or had taken place in the case of third conditional. All right, so we begin with if. Right, because condition, if, say. So if plus past perfect, remember past perfect? Okay, so if plus past perfect plus conditional in the past. Wow. Wait a second, what's conditional in the past, you're going to ask me. Well, if you remember, we use conditional, the form that is called conditional, in the second conditional. We use past simple and then conditional, which was what? Would, could, might, and may. This is conditional. Now, conditional in the past has the form of kind of like present perfect, all right? But kinda. So let me give you an example. Conditional in the past is would, could, might, may, plus auxiliary have, plus the third form of the verb. All right, so yes, it does kind of look like present perfect, if you ask me. So, for example, I would have said hello. This is the second part of the sentence. The first part I'm going to give you now. And the first part is past perfect. Now, wait a second. What's a past perfect? Past perfect, how do we form it? We use auxiliary had plus the third form of the verb. Okay, so tricky, I know. Of course, you'll need to make a lot of exercises before you actually get it automatically. But you'll get there, don't worry. So, third conditional. If I had seen you, I would have said hello. So, if I had seen you is past perfect. I would have said hello is conditional in the past. The meaning of the sentence is I did not see you, therefore I didn't say hello. It's all in the past. She or he did not see the other person, right? So it's unreal conditional. Does it make sense? Okay, let me give you another example that pertains to you students. If I had studied more, I would have passed the exam. All right, if I had studied is a past perfect, had plus the third form of the verb. I would have passed is conditional in the past, would plus have plus third form of the verb. I would have passed the exam means that you did not pass the exam because you didn't study enough. Of course, that's not going to be you because you are studying. All right. How do we ask a question? As always, we flip. Would you have said hello had you seen me? So we flipped it. You say, yes, I would have, or no, I wouldn't have. Okay, again, it's all in the past, so it's all unreal conditional. Okay, now open your PDF file. It's unit 40, or if you happen to be the lucky owners of Murphy Grammar, it's on page 80. Mine is fourth edition, but they're all types of editions and all work. All right, so if I had known, I wish I had known. Again, here, Murphy really likes to insert wish, which I would have inserted in a different lesson. But since it's here, we're going to study. wish and had known. We'll see what's the difference there as we go along. All right, study the example situation. Last month, Gary was in hospital for a few days. Rachel didn't know this, so she didn't go to visit him. They met a few days ago. So as you can see already, there's something in the past that is not true now. Okay. Rachel said, "If I'd known you were in hospital, I would have gone to see you." Rachel said, if I had known, you were in hospital tells us that she didn't know, right? So we only use third conditional for actions that did not happen or that were not true in the past. All right, let's continue. When we use if plus had or apostrophe D, right, as we usually use in a colloquial speech, to talk about the past, so if I had known, if I had been, if I have done, by etc. Let's read the examples. I did not see you, or I didn't see you when you passed me in the street. If I'd seen you, of course, I would have said hello, but I didn't see you. So as we discussed in the beginning, if I'd seen you is past perfect, and I would have said hello is conditional in the past, all of which makes up third conditional, which is unreal conditional. All right, next one. I did not go out last night. I would have gone out if I hadn't been so tired. But I was tired, so I didn't go out. Okay, another one. If we had been looking where he was going, he wouldn't have walked into the wall, but he wasn't looking. So he wasn't looking where he was going, so he had walked into the wall. Again, the same thing here, it's unreal conditional, past perfect, and conditional in the past. Next one, the view was wonderful. If I had had a camera with me, I would have taken some pictures, but I didn't have a camera. Again, it's almost a regret in the past, which we will later on get into, but wish. Right? So past perfect and conditional in the past. Compare. I'm not hungry. If I was hungry, I would eat something now. Right? Remember, this is what conditional? That's right. This is the second conditional, right? So we describe the present moment using past simple and conditional. If I was hungry, I would eat something now, but I'm not hungry. Or, I wasn't hungry in the past. If I had been hungry, I would have eaten something. But I wasn't hungry, so I didn't eat anything. That was in the past. I can't do anything about this, right? So third conditional, can do nothing. Second conditional, there's a possibility, right? There's a slight chance. All right. Do not use would in the if part of the sentence. We know this. We use would in the other part of the sentence because would is conditional. For example, if I had seen you, I would have said hello, not if I would have seen you, right? Well, we of course know this. Note that apostrophe D can be would or had. Now, this is interesting, right? For example, if I had seen you, or I'd have said hello. I'd have said is I would have said. Okay. But of course, you will figure it out yourselves because you know that one of them is past perfect and the auxiliary is had, and the other one is conditional in the past and auxiliary is would, could, might, and may. Okay, let's continue. We use had done in the same way after wish. I wish something had happened means I'm sorry that it didn't happen. So this form expresses regret, right? When we upset, when we regret something in the past, we use I wish, right? Had happened. For example, I wish I'd known that Gary was ill. I would have gone to see him, but I didn't know, so I didn't go to see him, right? So this is a regret. Still third conditional. Or, I feel sick. I wish I hadn't eaten so much cake, but I ate too much cake. You know, it probably happens right now. Everyone's on Easter holidays. Your parents telling you to eat cake. And then you say, oh man, I wish I hadn't eaten all that lasagna. Of course, this is a silly example, but what I'm trying to tell you here is this is a regret, and we use wish plus past perfect to express regret in the past, and it equals third conditional. Okay. Or, do you wish you'd studied science instead of languages, and you didn't study science? Do you regret studying languages? Who would regret studying languages? What a silly example. Okay. Do not use would have after wish. We already understood that, because after wish we use past perfect. That's correct. For example, the weather was cold when we were on holiday. I wish it had been warmer. Not I wish it would have been, right? I wish it had been. So we use wish plus past perfect. Regret. All right. I think that's pretty much it for the wish part. So I think the most important part here to remember is that we do not use the past conditional form with wish, right? We only use past perfect. Okay, let's continue. Compare would do and would have done. For example, if I'd gone to the party last night, I would be tired now. I'm not tired now because, well, I didn't go to the party. Or if I'd gone to the party last night, I would have met lots of people. I didn't meet lots of people because I didn't go. Compare would have, could have, and might have. Let's read the example. If the weather hadn't been so bad, we would have gone out. Or if the weather hadn't been so bad, we could have gone out. Both of which mean we would have been able to go out. All right? Would and could means ability to go out. But if the weather hadn't been so bad, we might have gone out. Means perhaps we would have gone out. There's a possibility, a probability, if you will. All right, that's it for the grammar part of the third conditional. And let's jump into exercise. Just to revise really quickly, how do we form third conditional? Now, first, third conditional is formed by if plus past perfect, which is formed in itself by had, auxiliary had, plus the third form of the verb. So we're only going to take, if you remember past perfect, there's also past simple. In this case, we're only taking the perfect form, which is had plus a third form. So third conditional, if had past perfect, so had plus a third form, plus conditional in the past, which means would, could, plus the have plus third form of the verb, which expresses ability, or might have plus the third form of the verb expresses possibility, right, or probability. Okay, and of course there's also wish, where after wish we only use past perfect, so the perfect form. Wish plus had plus the third form of the verb expresses regret about actions in the past that you cannot change, which incidentally is the meaning of the third conditional too as well, right? Because third conditional is all in the past, so it's unreal, you cannot change it. So this is the difference, the main difference between conditionals, third conditional, the easiest one to understand because nothing can be changed, it's all in the past. Second conditional, there's a possibility, and first conditional, there's a logical consequence, right? If this happens, I will do that. Second conditional, hey, if I had a boat, I would be traveling right now, right? So there's an 85%, 90% that you won't, but maybe there's a 5% that might actually happen. So very low probability. Whereas third conditional is zero probability because it is all in the past. Does it make sense? All right, before we jump into exercises on your next PDF file that is attached to this class. And by the way, as I always ask you, please follow along and do the exercises. Pause if you must. Before we jump in, please make up 5 sentences for the third conditional. And don't forget to include wish as well there. All right? So you're going to have if plus had, etc., etc., and then wish plus past perfect. All right, and once you do that, please go ahead and listen to the exercises part of this audio lesson. But before you do so, open the PDF file. All right.